Today, we're going to talk a bit about how to monetize the Internet of Things at scale. And as we were talking earlier, really it's about scaling things in cyberspace that are really monetizable. Let's discuss.
Yeah, Robert, this is an interesting situation. For many years now, we have shown on our Future Creators website, in our Future Creators video tutorials, and these are all, by the way, going on to a new YouTube channel so that everyone in the world can see them. They're not complicated. We've shown that cyberspace inflates in three dimensions. And once you understand the nature of the three dimensions, what you will see is that their interaction points, the interaction of the three, is where huge amounts of money is made. So monetizing those interaction points is going to be the key. Here are the three dimensions. And understanding the three, you'll very quickly see, oh, that's how Apple did it. The three dimensions are these. One, the app membrane. And I use the word membrane because if you look at any smartphone today, what you'll see is a floating membrane of apps, all indifferent to one another. Any app will fit on the membrane. It doesn't matter what that app is, from a medical process to a cartoon, they all fit on that membrane. And their interactivity level depends only on the power of the server behind the membrane and the app enablement device, in this case, a smartphone, that can enable that. Now, first thing to notice is that both elements in that app membrane grow in power. Second thing is this: you have the app enablement membrane. People today call that the Internet of Things. It's not. It's an app enablement space. It's a device. Same as your smartphone is a device that enables apps. I always love to say in the future, your light bulb will enable an app. It's just a question of the math of the Moore and memory density curves and whatever follows them in quantum computing, DNA computing. We don't know over the next century what will follow, but those devices will become more and more powerful. So that's the second membrane. The third membrane is a membrane that is today in deep, deep crisis. That's the app delivery membrane, the membrane that connects the other two. Could be wireless, wired, it doesn't matter. But everyone in that space is in massive trouble because they are very capital inefficient. Their architectures are incapable of handling this. But once we understand that the three membranes interact, and that's where the money is made. And when you pick up your smartphone, you're seeing the interaction point right there. You know, you've got your app enablement device in your hand, you touch it with your finger, and guess what? Cash is being generated somewhere. It's not complicated. Now, when you inflate this into the Internet of Things, way, way, way beyond anything like a smartphone, the process doesn't change. All of these many hundreds of billions of devices that will come on stream over the next decade are monetizable in the same way that your simple smartphone is and has been now for over a decade. So we're looking at this vast monetization space that's becoming ever more powerful because processors are ever more powerful. The key to scale for almost any business model in the world is to be able to monetize that space. And it's not exotic. What we've seen with companies on these podcasts and our Future Creator TV shows, like companies like Ubiquitous Energy, Airtest, Clear Blue, we've seen that these are basic things, processes that appear quite ordinary at first. CO2 sensors in buildings, pretty straightforward, except that by turning those CO2 sensors into monetizable app enablement devices, you get a revolution in carbon consumption. That's just the beginning. We're just talking carbon here. We could be talking about anything. In fact, this space is so big, we don't even know, because we can't yet see, because the processing power won't yet let us see, what is monetizable out there. And that is the world that the next generation of carriers, phone companies, cable companies, cellular has to get into. Because if they're not there, they don't scale. If Microsoft's there, it doesn't scale. This is the reason why Mark Zuckerberg jumped into Metaverse, because if he's not there, he doesn't scale. He was the first to make the big loud announcement about it.
Let's talk metrics a little bit, because I think that helps people understand really the nature of how to monetize at scale. You mentioned earlier how a lot of companies seem to obsess with how many new customers they've gained this new quarter. What are some ways that organizations can track some of these KPIs and metrics to see how they're doing and if they're really ready to monetize on the IoT?
You've nailed it. This is one of the biggest problems out there. Just today in the Wall Street Journal, it was announced that T-Mobile hasn't performed as well as expected in the number of new customers it got for the cell phone service. Well, what we've just been talking about is far, far, far beyond cell phones. New customers will be meaningless. It's new processes, new devices, new monetization spaces. The other thing is that these spaces will require frequencies in completely different packaging. You know, there's no right way that many of these monetization points will require cell type subscription services. They may just want a fraction of a second. It could be low bandwidth. It could be a fraction of a second of very high bandwidth. On the other hand, it could be, you know, a constant flow of HDTV level of traffic. So we just don't know. What we do know is that the new monetization space will throw out new KPIs that we haven't seen before. The problem is that none of the existing carriers are sitting down and saying, okay, what are the KPIs? How do we measure this? How do we understand our growth potential? How do we understand how we're going to scale? And oh, by the way, how do we tell our investors about this transition in a way that will give them comfort and confidence? That has not been thought through. And the CEOs, in fact, the entire C-suite of these companies haven't got even the slightest idea of how to approach this. They're just not on this planet, and they are going to discover painfully the cost of not getting the simple numbers.
For digestible insights of 5 to 10 minutes in length, check out our over 100 episodes of our podcast at futurecreators.simplecast.com. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.